The Manhattan Project helped produce the first atomic weapons used at the end of World War II, but when the war was over, many of those scientists went separate ways. Some came here. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit DroversCowboyCollege.com.
Atomic energy was used to bring an end to World War II, but at the conflict's end, the scientists who had helped develop the first nuclear bomb had other goals still ahead of them.
Roughly half the scientists stuck around on the weapons side, but the others went back primarily to universities. They wanted to do peaceful applications. They wanted to build test reactors, figure out nuclear power. And the Atomic Energy Commission, which was newly formed that had oversight, didn't want to keep tabs on folks all over the nation.
So as Don Miley explains, one geographic location was proposed to do peaceful atomic energy research. An old gunnery range in the high desert of Idaho was selected, today's Idaho National Laboratory. They built something called EBR-1.
The fellow that designed EBR-1, Experimental Breeder Reactor 1, Dr. Walter Zinn, he had worked all the way through the Manhattan Project.
Very little uranium-235 existed for use in a reactor, so scientists developed a way to breed fuel, as they called it.
This was also built as a breeder reactor, so while it was generating heat and making electricity by splitting uranium-235, they were converting uranium-238 into usable reactor fuel.
So here, about an hour outside of Idaho Falls, rises an orange brick structure with quite an important history.
Inside, the first reactor in the world to make electricity, behind the turbine and generator on a concrete wall, almost all of the folks that were here signed their names to the wall.
They produced electricity, but the story of where that power went involves the Russians and one very small town in Idaho. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Arco, Idaho. I'm Andrew McCrae.